The first national stadium built in Nigeria is the one situated in Surulere, Lagos. The multi-purpose sports edifice, built in 1972, served as the main stadium for the 1973 All-Africa Games. The stadium has also hosted several international competitions such as the Africa Cup of Nations finals in 1980 and the year 2000, and the FIFA World Youth Championships in 1999, among others. A record attendance of 85,000 was taken at the stadium during the final match of the 1980 Nations Cup between Nigeria and Algeria, but the capacity has since been reduced to accommodate an all-seater 45,000 audience. Sadly today, the sporting edifice, which was once the pride of Nigeria, has been left to rot away since 2004 when it last hosted a national football match. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. This program is a production of Complete Sports Studios and reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. Today on the program, we'll be discussing the deplorable state of the National Stadium in Surulere, Lagos. Also, we'll be serving you all the latest international football news, especially the European Champions League action which resumed yesterday. My name is Mumini Alao. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this timeout.
As it always hot and it fresh, no be small. Better to the full and pam, it they jollify the totally person. Mathematical or Degbami plus Mumini Alao will be Baba sports writers for Nigeria. Follow guest sports column inside itself. Hey, now the best, whether for local or international sports coverage, yo, news, interview, column, even feature will be full Tori plus reports. Complete Sports with only 15 naira. You don't get your own copy, be that anywhere throughout Nigeria.
Complete Sports, a total sporting experience.
Welcome back. You are listening to Sports Planet. Today, we're examining the dilapidating condition of the National Stadium. Rather than major sports events for which it was built, the facility is now mostly used for religious gatherings, Owambe parties, and it's home to social miscreants, popularly known as area boys. Speaking with us on this sensitive issue is Brown Ebewele, a former board member and technical director of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria, AFN. He was also a former commissioner for sports in Edo State and now serves as a sports consultant to the Delta State government. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ebewele.
Thank you very much.
Will it be right to say that the National Stadium in Lagos is now grossly underutilized after serving as the mecca of sports for Nigeria for so long in our history?
Well, you can say that again, because in the first place, what we have, just like you have said, have not been properly, even fully utilized. I think that is the true position.
How will you describe the current state of this national sports facility?
Well, I've said for the past probably 10 years that we have our national stadium, Surulere, is the dirtiest stadium in the world. That has been said so many times, and nobody is listening. And of course, that applies to almost all the government-owned properties. So it is a shame that we're in a country where things are so visible, not properly done, and nobody is showing any concern. You can imagine the pride of Africa before, the national stadium you referred to as Surulere, has now become a car park and a place for having church ceremonies and parties. It's as bad as that. And that is a shame on the part of the National Sports Commission.
Would you attribute the neglect of the stadium in Lagos to the fact that government now has so many other stadiums to make use of?
The stadium we have in Nigeria are not even enough for the population of Nigerians. It's just that people are not punished for their negligences. In where I'm trained in San Diego, high schools, which is equivalent to secondary schools here, they have stadia. And the city has the cities have stadia. So if we are talking about a college or a high school having a stadia, and we are talking about a government having one stadium at one state, then we are talking about maybe there are too many, then that is outrageous. As far as I'm concerned, I think the problem we have here is people are not just punished for their negligence. And of course, the application of people who are not professionals.
You mentioned people who are not professionals. Are you saying the stadium is not being managed by the right personnel?
Yeah, if you are using professionals that have a reputation to maintain, then there will be a reasonable degree of standard. But when you bring people that read sociology and history and by law, they found themselves in sports ministry or sports commission, then of course what you see is what you get.
Efforts by the National Sports Commission to bring the facility back to life has failed over the years. Do you think bringing in professionals, as you call them, into administration will solve the problem?
What you start is just like it applies to all agencies or departments, apply professionals. Does it not amaze you that Nigeria is the only country that no S International is a staff of the Sports Commission? Meroyale, the queen of the track, she has no job, she's in Nigeria. Yusuf Ali, captain to 3 Olympics, she said he's in Nigeria, no job. Why is it that all the past athletes that have something to offer cannot be employed? Because people who are not professionals are in the offices and they are scared of the professionals. So I think that is where we should start from. Drive all these non-entities out of the office and bring professionals in, then you will see a brighter future.
Thank you very much, Brian Bewele, for sharing your thoughts with us on this program.
You are welcome.
Sports Planet will be back in a moment. Please don't go away.
It's as hot as ever and as fresh as ever. It's informative. It's entertaining. It parades Segun Odegbami and Mumini Alao, two of the best sports columnists in Nigeria. It's the best in local and international sports coverage, news, interviews, columns, features, and reportage. It's Complete Sports. Grab your copy from your vendors nationwide at just 50 Naira. Complete Sports, a total sporting experience.
Thanks for staying tuned to Sports Planet. It's now time for our regular World Football Watch. First, let's give you the results of the games played in the UEFA Champions League yesterday. Basel slipped 0-1 at home to Schalke 04, while Steaua Bucharest also crumbled 0-4 to visiting Chelsea. Arsenal sent Napoli back home 2-0, just as Borussia Dortmund hammered Olympique Marseille 3-0. Zenit St. Petersburg drew goalless with Austria Vienna, just as Ajax Amsterdam grinded a 1-1 draw at home to AC Milan. And finally, Porto lost 1-2 at home to Atletico Madrid, just as 10-man Celtic fell 0-1 to merciless Barcelona. Action will, however, continue today in the Champions League as Leverkusen play host to Real Sociedad, Shakhtar Donetsk will trade tackles with Manchester United, while Juventus play host to Galatasaray of Turkey. In other fixtures, Real Madrid welcome Copenhagen at the Bernabeu as Anderlecht lock horns with Olympiacos of Greece. Benfica go on the road trip against PSG, and finally, Manchester City will test their might against defending champions Bayern Munich in what clearly is today's star match.
Hot as ever and as fresh as ever. It's informative. It's entertaining. It parades Segun Odegbami and Mumini Alao, two of the best sports columnists in Nigeria. It's the best in local and international sports coverage, news, interviews, columns, features, and reportage. It's Complete Sports. Grab your copy from your vendors nationwide at just 50 Naira. Complete Sports, a total sporting experience.
If you are just tuning in, this is Sports Planet. And now, we serve you the news. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger has praised marquee signing Mesut Ozil's all-action display in the Gunners 2-0 Champions League victory over Napoli yesterday at the Emirates Stadium. The Germany international scored his first goal for the club since his deadline day move from Real Madrid when he surfeited home superbly from Aaron Ramsey's cross with just 8 minutes gone. Ozil, who joined Arsenal for a club-record £42.5 million on transfer deadline day, then turned provider as his cutback allowed Oliver Giroud to tap home 7 minutes later to ensure Wenger celebrated 17 years in charge of the club in style. Wenger described Ozil's performance as absolutely amazing. Super Eagles forward Kalu Uche will make his debut for his new side, Qatari club side El Jaish, on Friday. Uche quit Turkish Super League side Kasımpaşa after emerging the second highest goal scorer with 19 goals last season. And finally, world and Olympic champions Usain Bolt of Jamaica and Mohamed Farah of Britain have both been named among those on the 10-man shortlist for the IAAF 2013 World Athlete of the Year Award. Both men stayed at the recent World Athletics Championship in Moscow, where Bolt won gold in the 100 and 200 meters, and Farah clinched a rare 5,000-10,000 meters double. The women's shortlist has top Jamaican sprinter Shelly Ann Fraser Pryce, as well as Ethiopian long-distance stars Meseret Defa and Tirunesh Dibaba. The shortlist will be cut back to just three after a voting process, and the winners will be announced by the IAAF at a ceremony on November 16. This brings us to the end of today's show. First Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios and reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. On behalf of the production crew in our studios, my name is Mumini Alao, asking you to join us again on Friday when, like Tunde Koike loves to say, the planet will be listening. Welcome to the planet.